Tell them to go get more though. Yosef, Golas, what is going on? Can you come up? Probably I can't see you from behind the pillar. I told you to move this pillar. Change seats. Shift over. In the sugya of Sloyim Dinrin, a very interesting shayla. The person comes with a shtar and says, you owe me sloyim, you owe me dinrin. Or it would say, you owe me dollars. Or I'd rather want to add a case, let's say you have a shtar, it says, you owe me $1,000. How many $1,000 is that? Yeah, I know that's what I said.
Well,
there the minimum is one. There the minimum is one. No, that's, why did I say that case? Not stop to say $1,000. We said because in the sugya of sloyim dinrin, what's the minimum? Plural. Did we catch on to that? That's two. If it would say $1,000, the minimum would rather be one. It could be $1,000 or $17,000 or any other number. Now, when you come with the star, yeah, shift this way. I can see you, Yaakov. Either this way, that way. I got to see the oil in there. You know, and you come. There's room in the front. The person comes. Ezra, don't hit him. The star that says sloyim dinarin is minimum two. A star that says $1,000 is minimum one. We're going to be mechalik between whether the star actually originally did say a number and then grad it got erased, or the star, in all honesty, didn't say a number. I don't know what why they were trusting each other that the guy lent him dinarin and they wrote, here, you owe me dinarin. The klal advarim is, the malva comes in the case of the Gemara in months five. The loiva says three. Nefel ku Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Rav Akiva. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, you putter from Shvua. Why are you putter from Shvua? Because he's a meshiv aveda. He could have said two. And Rav Akiva says, no. Sorry. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, you're a moed of mitzvah yechayiv. Rav Akiva says, you putter, lashon habraisa, because you're a Meshiv Aveda, Loshen HaBraisa. Rashi says Meshiv Aveda means a Takonas Chachomim. Why didn't Rashi say what he said earlier, that it's a Deiraisa? It's a Bazunda Rashaila.
What does it mean, Deiraisa?
There's a Din Deiraisa called Meshiv Aveda. We explained it. The Yesoid is, what's the drawer of Ma'idiv Amiksas? You need to make a Shvua because you look suspicious because of the Haidah. Meshiv Aveda says, you look suspicious because of the Haidah? That's the spitz nakudu, what makes you look legit. Why would you say three? The guy said, it says a star shalom. He could have said, what could he have said? Could he have said zero? What would be if he said zero? What would be if he taka said zero? The Malva says five, the Leva says zero. You pay five? Who says the Malva? Who says five? Well, if he says mezuyif, if he says lahadam mezuyif, then lachar five. What if he says paraiti, all five? He says I'm asking him with five, paraiti all five. He still has to pay five. He has a migo on some of the money. What if he says four? He says one. He says I'm asking him with five. I paid four. I won't pay you one. Start to be under my boy. Excellent. But the star doesn't say five. And he grabbed it was mighty that it's five, but everyone wants to say paru on four. So it's a migu nevi star for the other my boy. It's a migu nevi star. I don't know if migu works negative star for the other my boy. That's a big shayla. That's a good shayla. I don't know. We're going to talk about this, whether he said zero or one. The case of the Bryce is what? Five? No, the case of the Brysa. What's the case of the Brysa? 5-3. The Hainu. He went extra. He went beyond. Two is the new zero, okay? Two is the new zero. He went and said 5-3. Rab Shimon ben Elazar says, Doch it's a moed of a mixas. Rabbi Kiva says, you're a Meshiv Aveda. This will be got stuck. Interrupt. Meshiv Aveda, Rashi says, it's a Takana de Rabbanah. Earlier he said, it's a Doiraisa. What's the d'oraisa, you ask? I have to swear because I look suspicious because I was moida. The fact that I said three makes me ultra look legit, that I'm tiny, I could have said less. Now, Tosfos never uses the word Meishim Aveda. What does Meishim Aveda mean like Tosfos? We had this on Daf Beis, and on Daf Gimel, and on Daf Dal, and we're going to keep on having it. Tosfos doesn't know not such thing of Meishim Aveda, not of the Rabban and not of the Raisa. What does it mean? Amigu. What's the Amigu? He could have said two. So what's the Machlokes Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Rav Akiva? Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds, you don't say Migu, Meishim Aveda. Rav Akiva says, you do say Meishim Aveda or Migu. What's the Machlokes? I want to be masked, but it's a Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. What's the Machlokes? The Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, what's the Machlokes? But we want to interrupt. I don't want to talk about 5-0 now and all the things we talked about and where the 5-1 also. 5-1, he says, I paid four, all that. Put it on the side. But basics, Rabbi said, what's the din by 5-2? The Gemara handles it. It's not the Braisa. This is what's confusing about the sugi. But if you chadjur it again and again, you'll get the Nakuda. The Braisa is telling you about the Machlokes Tanoim by 5-3, which we're going to explain today. Behar Chava, Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, Yichayev Shvua. And Rabbi Kiva says, there's a quote, Meishim Aveda. But what's the din by 5-2? The Gemara back and forth has a shakl of Atari about it. And there's going to be kama v'kama tzadim where the 5-2 is chayiv. Why chayiv? Moide v'mixas, flat, careful. Why putter? Taket to moide v'mixas. Why putter? How many reasons does the Gemara say? We said
three.
The Gemara doesn't mamish say the words. The reason of kaifer akol. That's interesting. That might be a hidden reason I want to get to. But what's the reasons the Gemara says? Either because it's halach, but we have to explain why is 5-2 halach. Halach I thought means you pull out the money. Was he pulling out any money? No, he pulled out a star that says 5, and the lawyer says hands behind his back. No, it's only 2. I don't see why it's halach. We're going to have to explain what's the stud and why it's halach. The Gemara actually then says even if it is halach, but halach is a machlokes. So the Gemara says, I have other reasons why 5-2 is putter. Two more reasons, we're going to discuss them today. One is, I quote, shtar misayele. It's not pasha what that means, I want to get to it. And another reason the Gemara says is because it's a shibud karaka, which also we have to get to. But the Gemara is going to be going back and forth whether 5-2 is chayiv. Now, an important announcement. Regardless of the reason why 5-2 is chayiv or putter. Again, chayiv because it's a classic mic to mix us, putter because of one of three reasons, which we're going to discuss all of them today. But what's mavur in the Gemara, and that we did already on Thursday, painstakingly through the Shach of Atariya, what's mavur in the Gemara is, get ready, Rabbi Kiva, who holds 5-3 is putter, Meishim Aveda / Migu, holds that even if 5-2 is chayiv. Now that's a little sticky, and Tosfos deals with all the Rishonim deal with it. If 5-2 is chayiv, certainly in Migu you're a little bit shaky. What? Trust him in a Migu to putter the Shvuah by 5-3 because he could have said 5-2. If he would have said 5-2, he might be chayiv. It's a big issue. If it's Meishim Aveda, a lot easier. This other Hesberim, we'll see. Alternatively, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who says 5-3 is Chayiv, mind you, holds Chayiv even if 5-2 is Putter. That's what's before in the Gemara. And that like really gets you, but why Taken is no Migu? So, first let's discuss Rav Shimon ben Elazar for a moment. Tak in his extreme mode. Naniach 5-2 is Putter. Nonetheless, Rav Shimon ben Elazar still continues to insist that 5-3 is also going to be chayiv. He doesn't hold the Meishim Aveda or Migu. Why not? So Tosfos explains in his Sprach, it's a Migu Lahaitzi. And no. What does Tosfos say? Migu de Ha'aza. Why is it Ha'aza? Don't you remember that every Maid Mixus has a Migu that it could have been chayiv for a kol and the Teretz was Migu de Ha'aza? But is that what's going on over here? Because over here he couldn't say zero. Here is Migu of 5-3, and he could have said 5-2. And yes, 5-2 is putter. So why is it not a Migu? Because it's a chutzpah. Why is it a chutzpah? Because if 5-2 is putter, it is a kaifer akol. It is a kaifer akol of sorts. Now Tosfos plays that out. Tosfos sayin amin aleph. If you don't mind, quickly to Tosfos. Shema min ahelech putter. The Tosfos still amin aleph. Im toimar. Tosfos is going on to Shimon ben Elazar, and like innocently he comes to ask a question, like, I have a new question in the sugya. That is the sugya, that's Rabbi Kiva's shita. When Rabbi Kiva said Meishim Aveda, what does it mean like Tosfos? It means Migu that he could have said Shtayim, and Tosfos is asking, what's that on Shimon ben Elazar? What he really means is, what's Pshat in the Machlokes? What does Tosfos answer? Yesh loymar? Kivan the halach is putter. Im yoymar shtayim, that's the new kaifer akol. That's the new zero. The ain of the meis. The chutzpah is not zero. The chutzpah is to do the least you could have done. That's also chutzpah. I said the most fan of Rabbi Kiva. Continues Tosfos. He's doing us a service. Well, Rabbi Kiva loy have azis. Why not? The mesayel ishtara. He has backing. Saying too, Grada looks quite legit over here. It's not so much of a chutzpah. Weissdeutsch, even if the chutzpah is to the hakaras atoiv that he did you a favor, not only the ha'oza of sheker, the ha'oza of that you don't have chutzpah to put to someone that did you a favor also, but if you have a backing from the star, you do that. We'll skip the next, the first Tois on Amid Beis is, well not, we won't skip it, but what Tois says before, and just interrupting, is that the other way, he wants to know what's found on Rabbi Kiva, that 5-3 does have Meshav Aveda. Hey, but even 5-2 is chayiv. So what's the Meshav Aveda about? Or even better, like Tois, what's the Migu about? Tois really has a crisis. Tois learns it's Migu. What kind of Migu do you have? If you would have said 5-2, you'd be chayiv anyways. So Tois says, Afagav the Shtayim is chayiv. Still, nevertheless, Choshev Leid Rabbi Kiva, a Meshav Aveda. Now, someone, in all honesty, came over to me and asked me, he read the words of Tosfos, that even though Shtayim is Chayiv, there's still a Meshav Aveda by Shtayim. And he asked me, why is there a Meshav Aveda by Shtayim? That's not the Pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos is saying, even though Shtayim is Chayiv, Choshev Leir Rabbi Kiva, when it's 5-3, a Meshav Aveda. Why? Why is 5-3 a Meshav Aveda? What were you being so nice about? Because the Kshomer Shtayim, they were Yosef Neman, so you went out of your comfort zone, and you went and admitted 3, that's the Meshav Aveda, or the Migu. The next Tosfos, though, says, La'olam Shtayim Pata Behele Chayiv, Yim Toimar. Even the Hele Chayiv, Yomer Namishtayim, you're not a Koy for a call. So when you say Sholosh, you should be Nemu with a Migu. Back to the original question. So Tosfos says, no, Vaiter, it's a Migu Da'oza. Now, we mentioned Rashi. Rashi says a different shot in Rav Shimon ben Elazar. And it's rather Rashi when she tossed the Meshav Aveda. Why doesn't Rav Shimon ben Elazar hold the Meshav Aveda? You know, a guy's accusing you, the Star of Shlom owes 5. And Avad, he could have easily said, not 0. Not 1, but he could have said 2. And he was Meshav Aveda. He went 3. Zok Rashi. Yeah. He's a double reverse psychology smart aleck. And his taina is, you're not a Meshav Aveda. The Arume Kamarim Lecheske Benema. Dafka, he doesn't want to walk out. He doesn't want to walk out of the Din Torah by saying 2. He'll win. And he'll be putter on the other 3. But he's walking out, and what's everyone mumbling about him? Oh, that's the guy that mamish smoothly just, you know, Teflon, just whatever, it was, the minimum. So he wants to look even better. And he's willing to spend money on that. To still not have to pay all 5, which maybe is the truth that he knows is really the truth, and this why, but that's what we're making him swear to find out that that's not true. But he's willing to spend even a little bit more money. I mean, 2 for sure, he's fried. He has to pay that. But he's even willing to pay the 3rd one because he's coming with a plan that I'm going to look legit. And we ended Shia on Thursday with this question. What if the Malva says 17 and the lawyer says, no, only 8? I just threw random numbers. It could be any number you want. Could you say that when the lawyer says 8, he's double reverse psychologizing himself 6 times? He says, I don't want to say 3, because then people are saying, I'm only doing it to look good. So I'll say 4. No, but even 4, they'll say, I'm only looking to look good. And when I look good, good. How far can it go? The Malva says 87 and the lawyer says 56. Where's the cutoff line? And it's all a klutzkash. It's not true.
Maybe it should depend on every person.
It should depend on every person, because then every person, you could say the number he picked, maybe that's his number. Then he should be chayiv shvuah. You're right, but is there such a person that says he's accused that he owes 87 and he could say 2 and he could say 3 and look legit, or 4 or 5? He went and said 56. It's going to take too long to cheshbonize this guy, what's going on.
Maybe there he doesn't look so legit.
That's what we said on Thursday, and I want to say a different shot. We're going now that 5-2 is putter. 5-2 is putter from a shvuah. So when you're 5-3, you're a meshav aveda on 5-2. But 5-3 is chayiv shvuah. 4 or 5 or 6 or 7, to say that he's a meshav aveda because he could have said 6 or 5 or 4, that not, because he would be chayiv anyways. It's only when he could have said 2. 2 he didn't want to say, because then he's going to look like the guy who's trying to cop out. On any other number, he's chayiv shvuah anyways. That's the heart of the emes of shat. But he doesn't want to say 2. He doesn't, again, the story that I just described is that the Malva said 87 and the Leiva said back 56. And the din is Yechayiv Shvuah. Why? He has a Meshav Aveda. He could have said, start it slow. 55. You kept the cheshbon. Not 86. The Malva said 87 and the Leiva said 55. And he's a 56. That was the original story. Yes, my bad. And the Leiva could have said 55, but 55 would be Chayiv. Elamai, but he could have said 2. 2 he doesn't want to say, because then he looks like a guy who's not trying to be a lecheske b'neman.
to swear falsely instead.
No, he's not going to swear falsely. We're going to confront him with a shvuah. And now, hey, there's two kinds of people now. No, either he's going to swear, either he's going to swear that he doesn't owe the other remaining 22, 21, 56, 87, the remaining 20, 31. Okay, that's a good math. Okay. We are now shifting and going on to the second chelik of the sugya. 5-2. We're never finished, Rabbi Yisrael. Hafochba vafochba keseder to know pshana the machloikis Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon Elazar by 5-3. That Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds yichayiv as moed mixes. And Rabbi Kiva as quoted holds meshiv aveda, which is a deraisa or a derabanan or a migu. And why Rabbi Shimon Elazar argues. And back and forth and back and forth. But we're putting that on the side for a minute and focusing on what's the din by 5-2. So back to a question when a guy says 5-2. A star of sloyim dinrin. And yeah, the Loiva says, it says Sloyim. It's a Shtar Makoyim. He can't say Mizuyif. He can't say Paraiti. Why can't he say Paraiti? Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy. So he looks at it, it says Sloyim. Now what could he say? Not zero, not one. What could he say? Don't say 56 right away from the beginning. What could he say? He could say two. What's the din by 5-2? The Malbus Tining 5. Is it a Moid of a Mixas? How many reasons does the Gemara say? The Gemara has decided that 5-2 is chayiv. By the way, I said this already. Lekuliyam. The Gemara also has Lekuliyam means bein Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon Elazar. At the other end, though, the Gemara has decided that 5-2 is Lekuliyam a potter. Yeah, that's what I want to talk about. Why is Lekuliyam a potter? Why is it not a classic Michael Mixas? Hare, without a star of sloyim dinner, and if out of the blue a guy comes to you in a din Torah, milval pen, says you owe me 5, and you answer back, no, I only owe you 2. What's the din? That's a classic Moed B'Mixas. Why is this not a classic Moed B'Mixas? How many reasons does the Gemara say? 3, and we're discussing the first one. Every one of them now needs a Hesper. We're going to try to accomplish as much as we can. The Erste Pshat is Halach. Why is it Halach? Can we please recap what Halach means? Halach is a special scenario in Moed B'Mixas, which doesn't have the din of Moed B'Mixas. Actually, it's a Machloikas, Rav Chi and Rav Sheshes, whether it has the din of Moed B'Mixas. There's a tzad that it doesn't have the din of Moed B'Mixas. Now, an ultimate halach would be that the guy mamash pulls out the money. He says, you owe me a pekadon, and he puts it in his hands. But we said, if you take a pekadon, a guy says, where's the 2 watches I gave you to watch? And he says, no, it was only 1 watch you gave me to watch, and here it is. Do you swear on the other watch? What's the din? We time it according to most Rishonim. Pekadon, when your mamash pull it out, that's ultimate halach. Then for sure. Because you're a kai for a call on the second watch. What about if he just says it's a pekadon, and he says, okay, it's still in my drawer? Like many Rishonim, that was classic halach. What about pekadon, and he says, I don't know where it is, it's lost somewhere. It's in the agam somewhere, but I admit that I owe it to you. We had a machlokes Rishonim that might be still halach. That might be still halach, but I want to say a chiddush I saw. What?
One of the two is lost, or the
both? One of the two is lost, yeah. I gave you 2 watches to watch, and he says, no, you only gave me 1 watch to watch, and the 1 watch you gave me to watch is right now somewhere in the agam, or a cow.
Before I'm paying you cash.
No. And therefore, let's take it to the entire. We'll see. Or maybe I'll find a few. Get a saflanot. Yes, to the guy, not you. We'll see. 1 second. I want to speak out of Chiddush I saw in Rabbi Kiva Eger. Those that say that a pekatan in the agam is halach, Rabbi Nishalelem, why is it halach? He admits that it's yours. That's a moed of a mixas. He doesn't even know where it is. There's a lump that says Rabbi Kiva Eger. Right now, could the owner, the mafkid, be makdish that watch? We don't even know where it is. Could he be makdish it? Like many Rishonim, yeah. Because since he gave it to a Shomer, and the Shomer eventually, hopefully, will find it, and the Shomer is not withholding it, he admits that he has to return it. It's biyodi lahakdishoy. And that's the prabha, the salam de shavart. That's already halach. Masha'enkein, listen to a chiddush ladino. Let's say a guy says, where's the 2 watches I gave you to watch? And he says, no, you gave me 0 watches to watch. Kaif rakal. And Aiden come in and say, Rabchia, that there's 1 watch and it's somewhere in the Agam. That, says Rabbi Kiveger, Vadai won't be Halach. Because the knech that a pekodon ba'agam is Halach is because Becholoif and the owner could have theoretically been Makdish it. But if the mitzvah is Makdish, that's Moineh, that's like a Ganav, that's Moineh for being able to be Makdish it, that wouldn't latch on and be called Halach.
If we say that when he says,
what?
Why is that any less be other?
Oh. The etzem fact in Lomdis, when a nitva is admitting to you, so he's like, In the Gedarim of Ena Demachtas Dabar Shein Ebeshusi, that's the rule. And it's a chiddush from Rabbi Kveger that the measurement for what's called Halach is totally in Ena Demachtas Dabar Shein Ebeshusi. It's a stickle tire to put in parentheses if you didn't get it. What?
If when he admits that at OU1, then we say that he's Kofar Kol and the other one, and we separate the two parts.
That's the man Yom that holds Halach Potter, yeah?
So why don't we say the same thing when he's Kofar Kol and Eden come and say that he owes one of them?
We're going to talk that. Excellent. There's a shach on that. We're going to get to that hopefully tomorrow. Excellent. Yeah, that's the shach and Ayin Hay. 1 second. I want to speak out. Oh, we have to speak out still one last thing. What halach by a milveh? A guy says, not a pekadon. I lent you money. Halvoloid sonded me. You already spent the money. You bought ice cream and ate it. It's gone. And the guy says, $1,000? Ma pedom. I didn't borrow $1,000. I only borrowed $500 and here it is. Not here. It is. Here is $500. Not the same bills. Is that halach? Does anyone hold that that's halach? Huge machlokes rishayim. What's the issue? The issue is that there are those that say that the Baal Ma'avel like saw Nitnu, even if your mom just plunked the money in his hands, that might not make it to the cut of Halach. Because it's not the same money. Remember that as we're going to discuss this. Did we discuss all kinds of Halachs? Two watches to watch, one watch, Pekadon in his hand, Pekadon in the drawer, Pekadon in the Ma'agam, Milva, you did spend it, you didn't spend it. Cut all of that. I want to ask a simple Shiloh. I'll give you, it's an interesting case, listen to a case. A guy comes to you with a star that says, Sloyim Dinrin. And he's tiny, you owe him five. And you say back, no, only two. Now, you don't pull any money out. Is it a star halvo or pekadon? What are we talking about, my shloim dinrin pashtus? What? Halvo. And the Gemara has a tzad that a situation of 5-2 by shloim dinrin is halach. By the way, it's not a tzad. If I remember correctly, bivadai, the Gemara names on its halach. The Gemara says, it's totally, the Gemara's playing around. You hold halach is chai, or halach is potter. The Gemara's trying to chesh from the sugya. But the Gemara holds that, cut the case, take two, this is a case of halach. Anyone wants to venture why is this a case of halach? According to the F4-5 mentioned cases of what the scenario of halach is, and again, there are extreme cases that everyone agrees is halach, extreme cases that everyone agrees is not. Why is the case of Shlom Dinrin? Bevadai, not misafik, bevadai, it's halach. The Gemara is playing around because the Gemara doesn't know it's halach. Are we going like Rav Chiya or Rav Sheshes? That's the shock of the tari that you have to go, the nitty gritty of the Gemara. But it's before that, a Shlom Dinrin 5-2 case is halach. Why is it halach? He didn't pull out the two. So there's actually a machlekes. Did we say that? It's a machlekes we showed him why it's considered halach. Rashi says, because since when there's a halva, and it's a halva b'shtar, and a halva b'shtar, there's a shibut karka, so the guy owes you karka, appreciate what that means. If you lend the guy money, $1,000, or probably a bit of $100,000, because then he's talking about a very small piece of karka. But if you lend the guy money, the balti's b'shubit from a shtar, and the shibut is on karka, so the karka is ben. That's why it's halach. Now, you can get confused and ask that every mic divimix says halach, which we're going to soon get to. That's Taisis Kasha. But the etzem, that's what Rashi says. The fact that the karka, the fact that the shtar is a sheep with karka, karka is halach. That's Rashi's pshat. The Rambam says a different pshat. The Rambam in Hilchos Tayvin Nitin, Dalid, says, Amayra Dekhi Yisoid.
You say that only the minimum.
Avada, only the minimum, the two. The 3, 4, and 5 is not called karka and it's not called halach. We're going to talk about that. There's a deep in Rashi like that. Only the two is called halach. That's very good. 1 second. That's actually very good. One second. Rashi says it's considered halach because it's karka. The Rambam says a different vart. The Rambam says whenever a person is confronted with something and he admits, but he had to admit, because, let me go back to that shtar. Where was it? Yeah, he came to the bezin with the slum dinrin, and the loiva looks at it, and it says slime, and it's signed by two edim, and it already has a henpik with a gespanka from the bezin. Can he say he doesn't know that too? He's mukhrich to admit the two. It's going to do him nothing to deny it. He's not getting out of it. Hoida she'ena yochel lichbar doesn't have a din of bite of a mixas. Isaiah State and Rambam. And you know, Be'emes, everyone mutches. Where's the makar for this Rambam? What's this Nayadin? Haidosh and Yochel Lichbar. And let me tell you a fascinating thing. There are many Acharonim that learn that the Rambam's Yisoid of Haidosh She'ein Yochel Lichbar is a new Yisoid that the Rambam gets. The makar is from a Yerushalmi, whatever. That a Maidim Amixas, when you were forced to be Maida, is not a Maidim Amixas. And you know what they ask? It's such a Gishmak Akasha. We have a crisis from the Sugya. Because what's the Din by 5-2 if you hold its putter? The Gemara has a tzad that 5-2 is putter. How many? Did we ask this? How many hezbeir does the Gemara give why 5-2 is putter? Either halach or star mitzvah, which I'm getting there, or karka, which I'm going to get there. The Rambam L'chaira says seemingly a fourth, different, separate, legit reason why 5-2 wouldn't be chayv, why the mitzvahs. Because there's a yesod that a haidah, she'en yachal lichbar, is not a haidah to trigger a moed of a mixas. I even have a hesper in it, by the way. Could be that the drawer of a moed of a mixas has to, the suspicious is, if you were mukh, actually not, if you were mukh, you're still suspicious. But azavar.
I'll be the first to be that's where the round is getting.
Oh, excellent. What I want to set up is again, there's an attitude to say that the Rambam's yesoid of Haidosh and Yachlich is a new yesoid. And then you get stuck with the kasha. So Rabbi Shalom, why did the Gemara say three reasons why 5-2 is putter? I have a fourth reason, I have the Rambam's reason. Maybe, ulai, fakert. The Rambam learns that's why it's Halach. The Rambam learns that when the Gemara's first, I'm going to get to the next ones, first reason that 5-2 is putter because it's Halach. Why is it Halach? It's not mamash a watch and a pekodin in a drawer. No, a new knage. It's Halach because something that you mukhrach to be mighty is Halach. It's like, it's as if you put the $2 in his hand, the two dinarim in his hand. You're going to. Redzachain, you're going to. There's no way out. That's because of why it's Halach. Why didn't Rashi like this shot? Why did Rashi say that 5-2 slayim dinarim is Halach? Something about the karka, because the karka is available. Why didn't he just say like the Rambam's reason? Zok develop the merit of the Gazak. Rashi Shita, when a guy actually taka pulls out the money and puts it in your hand. Is that a machlekes of Chir of Sheshes? No, Rashi Shita was, then for sure it's Halach. Rashi couldn't say this word that when you're a mukhrach, it's as if you put it in his hands. Because that's too good to be true. Then it's a good word, then even Rashi is going to agree upon. Rashi, so why says that's not true word? That's just because you're a mukhrach, but the word is because it's karka. That's tomorrow, Shir. We're going to talk about the Rambam Sheet and Halach, where the Chesaron is and what the details of it is, and we're going to come back. The Emes and the tomorrow Shir is the whole Shir on the Rambam before we go weiter. Maybe. Hello, can you come sit in the front? It's hard for me to compete with the Shmuz Emes. So please, there's room, but in separate places, so. I'm sorry, it's not geschmack that I. It's wrong. As we go. I want to move on to the next reason of what the Gemara says 5-2 is putter. No, I want to say one other thing first. Rashi says that the karka that's available for the shibud of the shtar, that's why it's halach. What did you originally lend him? Money, coins. Halach would be if a guy says, I lent you 5 coins, and he says, no, it was only 2 coins, and here, have 2 coins. He's not offering you coins, he's offering you karka. That's not the original thing, especially if halach has to mean the original. This money's not the original. This character's not the original. I don't have a good terrace today yet, but I want to give a hint of something. Maybe we don't know what shibud is. Maybe what shibud is, the spitz lungs of shibud. When you lend the guy money, cash, dollars, coins, the character that's meshubud, that's the zachalein. It's not a zaitin thing. But that was a b'maimer amuska. We'll come back to that, maybe, I hope. Oh, I want to move on to the next separate reason that the Gemara says. The Gemara says, you know why 5-2 is putter? And I quote, Shiny hachad de mekasayei alei shtara. Ivritaych. There's a machlekes mishain in what the words mean. One second. Let's come from a different angle. Let's play it out. 5-2 is a classic moed of a mixas. If it's a classic moed of a mixas, so he should swear. Right? I say you owe me 5. I mean, if there wouldn't be a shtar of slum dinner, right? You owe me out of the blue. Mal valpeh. You owe me 5. Mapadom. It's only 2. Classic ma'idim amixas. Now, he comes with a shtar that says generic sloyim, and he makes up the number 5, and you admit 2. Classic ma'idim amixas. So you should have to swear. The answer is no. There's a shtarka siyua. Get ready. There's a machlekes v'shadim. So first one at a time. This is the Balamoris shtar. And many Rishonim, but I want to quote it from the Balamor, and I have a reason. The Balamor, we'll call it the Balamor's pshat. He really is chayv moed mixas. But he gets a p'tur because there's a siyua to the loive. The loive looks extra good. There's circumstantial evidence to the loive. What's the circumstantial evidence to the loive? Because what does the shtar say? Oh, very important. Does the shtar say sloyim and there's like an erasure, like something was erased? No. Because if there was something written there and it's erased and it's a big enough space to have written any number, so then do you have any reason to say, assume that it's 2 more than 3 or 64 or 117? No. So listen carefully, that's not the case of the sugya. Yaakov, this is important for your list. According to this pshat of the Baal Amor, the case of the sugya is not that it said something and it was erased. It Pasha generically said, I don't know what the guy was thinking, he says, you owe me sloyim. So what's the pashtus? What's the assumption that you assume if a guy just wrote generic sloyim? How do you get 2? All numbers. What's the pshat? The minimum plural. Yeah, the fancy, yeah? Minimum plural. That's a stark araya to the loiva. That's such a stark araya to the loiva that even though he's chayiv shvua, he gets a p'tur because he has a siyua. I have an interesting idea. Malva says 5, the loiva says 2. According to the man diomer, that you are chayiv shvua. Actually, you know what? Even better. Not with a star. Out of the blue, a guy says, you owe me 5. Mal dal peh. The loiva says 2. What's the din? Ma'ida b'miksas. The loiva brings in an ei echad. Does the oil know about this question? We officially aren't talking about it. The loiva brings in an ei echad. And the ei echad says, yeah, I was there. It was 2. It wasn't 5. Is he pater from shvua? Does an ei echad pater from a shvua? Not mechayi b'shvua. Anyone knows? Does an ei echad pater a shvua? Machlokes is what?
Rosh.
Oh, okay. Machlokes is Mishayim. Very good. Machlokes is Mishayim. It's a sugi we didn't do yet. No. Waiting for the above. We know that Eilech is Machayim Shvua. Does Eilech is Pater Shvua? Machlokes is Mishayim. The Baal Amor brings a raya that Eilech is Misayeya Pater Shvua. He brings a raya from this Gemara. Because if the loiva gets a p'tur because of the circumstantial evidence that minimum plural is 2 and that proves that's a siyua, Eilechad is also a siyua. Wow. That's how we understand shtar mesayeya. There's a siyua to the loive. The fact that minimum plural is 2, he's saying 5. If it's, he says 5, he says 3, he says 86, he says 52, no shaykhs. But if he says 5, he says 2, you're right, there should be a chiyuv shvua. But the siyua patters. The same way an Eilechad would patter. Add zachroinim now. Do you have to swear a shvua's heses? Every koifer akol has to swear a shvuas heses. Every koifer akol in the books has to swear a shvuas heses. Does 5-2 have to swear a shvuas heses? Forget about made the mitzvahs only. Does it have to push it simply swear a shvuas heses? Machlok is rishayim. Because does the siyua, does Eilech Mesayeya pater a shvuas heses? Some say no. Even though those that say yeah, because the whole point of shvuas heses is, even though there's no drora, I don't care. Hence, if you have to swear, afal pikein. So then siyua doesn't help. Others say no, Misayeya helps. I have a Chiddush Gadol, I don't know if I want to say it. No, I'm going to say it, but I don't know, meaning if it's Nitin Liyam or the Chiddush. Malva says 5, Loiva says 2. According to this reason, why is the Loiva Pater? What does he have going for him? A Siyua, the circumstantial evidence Siyua. The Malva brings in an Eid Echad, an MS genuine, live, walking, talking Eid Echad that says it was 5. What's the din? Would you still say Shtar Meseyeya patters the Eid Echad? Mamash Azoy, yeah. Mamash Azoy. What? No, I don't know if it's Hesis. I don't know if it's a Deraisa. Not Hesis. Is it a... You hear the case? An Eid Echad says... No, I'm talking about Sloyim Dinrin. Sloyim Dinrin, Malva says 5. Loiva says 2. Eid Echad says 5.
Shtar is 3.
No. I know, but the star doesn't say 5. The star says sloyim. Hengzich, the Eid Echad says 5. Not sloyim. That's
they both have a siyua.
I know.
So then we have to...
Yeah, no, they both have a siyua. And the Baal Amor compared siyua of star and siyat Eid Echad. And I'm the spoke on that. I'm asking. The guy, Mamas, has a genuine Eid Echad. One second. If the Loiva would bring in an Eid Echad that he said it's 2, what would be the din? The Malva brings in an Eid Echad that it's 5, and the Loiva brings in an Eid Echad that it's 2.
Sure.
No, that's totally in the sugya of Eid Meseyah Pot. That's taka totally in the sugya of Eid Meseyah Pot. But over here, if the Eid Echad says 5, would Star Meseyeh? B'chol Efen, Ad Kan was the pshat that what does it mean, shtar mesayeya? Shtar mesayeya means that there's a siyua to the loive. There's a siyua to the loive because two himamish looks legit. And it's only if the shtar didn't have a erasure. Rabbeinu Peretz is the other, and we called it the Balamor of those many shayim. The other machan is Rabbeinu Peretz. He says, no, you know what shtar mesayeya means? Shtar mesayeya means the malve has something going for him on the first two. You know what it means, shtar mesayeya? It means the Rambam of Haidah Sheidi Yachalichbar. You want him to swear a shvuas ma'idim mixus because he admitted to? Shkoyach he admitted to. He had to admit to. The two is minimum. The malva has their backing on the minimum two. You want to hear something phenomenal. Even if the shtar had an erasure, it said a specific number. We don't know what it was erased. I don't know. It could have been two. It could have been 86. But if for sure was at least two, it says sloyim, lashon rabim. Like this shot of Rabbeinu Peretz, even if the shtar was erased, written erased, and it said an original number and it was erased, who cares? The Malva, shtar mesayele means the Rambam's Yisoy. And it answers, you know, we asked the question, why does the Rambam make up a new Yisoy? Why didn't he say one of the three reasons of the Gemara? So earlier I tried to sell you, oh, he means, the Rambam means, the reason of Hela. Now we're being smart, Alex. The Rambam means, Rabbeinu Peretz's reason. The shtar mesayele, you know, in a nutshell, like the Balamor's pshat, shtar mesayele, it's mesayele to him that it's two as opposed to more than two. The loiva has a siyua that it's only two. Like the other pshat is no. The Malva has a siyua that, hey, your starting point is two, for sure two. It's a totally different pshat, but if that's the pshat, what the Gemara means, so then we have it in the Gemara. The Gemara then says one more reason of why 5-2 is putter. I want to appreciate this reason. Tomorrow we have to wrap up this reason, and we're going to do again Baharchava the Shita Sarambam. Whoever wants to try to start going right, they can start, but we're going to be focused on the Rambam. But I want to say a fascinating thing. The Gemara now says like this, but you have to appreciate, let's knock out the first reasons. For whatever reason, the Gemara holds 5-2 is not considered Halach. Or more Meduyuk, Halach is Chayiv anyways. So Yechayiv, I'll say. And Shtar Misayeya, let's talk to be politically correct. For whatever reason, the Balamor's reason is not true. Very nice, there's circumstantial evidence that it's probably two for the labor, but that's not enough to potter a shvua. And also, the fact that there's a siyua to the Malva, he had to admit to. Okay, he had to, but the mice he did. And it's a Maya de Mimitzas. So peeling away all those other reasons, we're back to square one. 5-2 should be a Maya de Mimitzas. Why is 5-2 not a Maya de Mimitzas? And for the Gemara, because when you have a shtar, the guy owes you karka, and einish boy and al kfir shibut karkois. Now, according to Rashi, the whole idea that it's considered halach is because it was karka. We already knew this. What's happening now? Frek the nachlas David, a triple kasha, and it's a bomb kasha, and I want to shtel on it. When a guy lends you money, green money, cash, $1,000, 10 franklins. He lends it to you in cash. Halvoloid, sotninu, you could do whatever you want with that money. Turn it into shekel, buy ice cream, it's gone very quickly. Dollars in there now. And halva. He owes you. What does he owe you? One way of looking at it is he owes you green money. You lent him cash or coins, pay him back that. But everybody knows that when you lend somebody money, since halvoloid, sotninu, there's something called clear money. Clear money, we said, is choyv. It's a concept. Accept it. Respect it. When you lend someone money, he's allowed to go over to you and says, "Mamoyni gabach, my money is by you." What do you mean your money is by him? Those franklins that you gave him, they're long gone. They already went to the chalfan. That's the money changer. And then when he spent, it's those dollars are somewhere else. They're in the West Bank now. They're not here. But he can walk to you and say, "Mamoyni gabach." What does it mean, "Mamoyni gabach"? Because when you lend somebody money, forget about the green money. There's clear money. There's a choyv. Now, is green money karka? No. Is clear money karka? No, that's clear. Now, by the way, when you walk to a guy and you say, "Mamoyni gabach," so it's very nice. What do you want to have? A fist fight? Kolo and gabach? What do you want to have? Elamai, he should turn the clear money when it comes payday. 30 days later, he doesn't give you clear. He turns it back into green and gives you the green money. He doesn't have any green money. So what could you take from him instead? Yellow money. Bananas. Metallic. something you can take from him. And there's also something else you can take from him, if you so choose, and that's what's available. Karka. And I bezoi we say that the clear money, the choiv, could express itself, among other things, in karka. Now, brrr, says the Gemara, when you say, with a shtar sloyim dinarin, and he says you owe me five, and he says back, I only owe you two, and it is a legit money to the mixas, it's not halach, and it's not mesayeya, someone was mesayeya in here, it's not mesayeya, and nevertheless, you don't swear, because there's a din of einish van ala karkois. Fret the nachlas David, a triple kash, a pella. This is karka? If you give a guy karka, and the muscle, you sell a guy karka, he says, I'll sell you, give me money, and I'll sell you a piece of karka that's an acre. And he says back, no, it's only half an acre, you owe me. They're fighting about karka. I get that. So there's a debate on karka. And if there would be a moed of mixas on such a case, einish van al karkois. But this is einish van al karkois? First of all, the original hava was green. Elamai, you want to talk about the choiv. Choiv is clear. Elamai, that the choiv could go metaltalin. Metaltalin. And you know what? Even if you want to say, but for some reason, the ikr smichas das, people think about karka. Even then, that's not karka. That's shibud karka. You know, I said there's green money, clear money, yellow money, and brown money, which is the karka. You like that brown money. You remember? Yeah, brown money. Shibud karka is not karka, though. It's shibud karka. Vushtei, this is a pella de gezach. That because when you lend a guy money and it's from a shtar, so potentially the choiv might express itself into a shibud of karka, that's called einish bon ala karkois. And if it is, fear tois the nachas David, this we have to deal with tomorrow. If it is, then we have a super crisis. Tois is kasha here, and the Ramban and Shuas, which we put on the Ramban, we're going to have to handle this. There's a man, the Omer, Shibuda de Raisa, the Gemara Baba Basra. If you hold Shibuda de Raisa, that means that mid de Raisa, even without a shtar, anytime you lend a guy money, mal bal peh, he owes you Shibud karka. They made a takana only by shtar. Meaning, we know the Fiyah Emes, Shibud is only when there's a shtar, not by mil bal peh. But there's a machoikis, and the Gemara Baba Basra is the starting point. That midaraisa, everything is meshuvit, and then the midarabana, they were mesakin only shtar or fakir. Midaraisa, nothing's meshuvit. If midaraisa, everything's meshuvit, shibud deraisa, fraktois is the ultimate question. There should never be such a thing as a shvuas ma'idim b'mixas. Because if the guy out of the blue, different color, comes and says, you owe me five, and he says back, I only owe you two, it's betzim shibud karka, and it's van ala karkois. You should never have the dinner. She was by the mixas. How you talking? So that we have to deal with the Ezer Hashem. Good.
Rashi says my that's because it's 2 Eidim on the shtar.
So, no, Rashi doesn't say the 2 Eidim.
No. It says that
on 2, yeah. Because on minimum 2, there is 2 Eidim on the shtar.
And so there's 2 Eidim we made on 2.